This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes as we continue our study of the fact that the Bible is all-sufficient. That is, that those who both believe and obey the Bible will be saved. You do not need any other book. We have been pointing out that the Bible is all-sufficient to show one what to do to become a child of God. That is, what to do to be saved. And we are now in the midst of talking about what one must do in order to stay saved. And the first point that we'd made about that is the fact that the Bible shows us how to live our lives in love. Love of God, love of brother, love of wife or husband, love of children, love of friends and neighbor, and even love of enemies. Further, we have shown that the Bible shows us how to live in purity of body, not to be involved in the works of the flesh, as Paul indicates in Galatians chapter 5, verses 19 to 21, are to be involved in such things as fornication, adultery, and so on. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 through 20. And it also shows us how to be pure in mind. Paul made clear that we're to think on those things that are true, honorable, lovely, of good report, and so on. Philippians chapter 4, and verse 8. The Bible makes clear in the Old Testament, Proverbs chapter 23, and verse 7, that as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And then in Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23, that those fruits of the Spirit are love and joy and peace and kindness. A person who is living in harmony with the teachings of the Holy Spirit will develop a certain kind of character, and that will manifest itself in the way he acts to other people, the way he speaks to them and what he does. And so the Bible is all-sufficient to show man how to live in purity. Next, the Bible is all-sufficient to show man how to live in humility. In Acts chapter 10, verse 34, the Apostle Peter declared, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is acceptable unto him. Now, if there's anyone in the world that ought to show the world the right attitude toward all other men, regardless of their ethnic background, it ought to be those who love and follow the Lord Jesus Christ. We ought not to show partiality toward any man because of his ethnic background or because of his education or lack of it or because of his riches or lack of it. The Bible teaches us to be humility. To live in humility, recognizing that we ourselves need the mercy of God every day that we live, that each one of us has much more than we really deserve. So the Bible shows us how to live in humility. Further, it shows us how to live in a sacrificial way, that is, for the good of others, sincerely wishing their welfare. There's a marvelous passage found in Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 8, in which the Apostle Paul urges us, have this mind in you which also was in Christ Jesus, who existing in the form of God, counted not to being on an equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself. You see, Christ gave up himself for mankind. He laid down his life for everybody. He tasted of death for every man. Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 9. Then in 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 9, the Apostle Paul again declared, in regard to the Lord Jesus Christ, though he were rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might become rich. That's simply a way of saying that Christ gave up the riches of heaven in order to come to this earth, this low ground of sin and of sorrow, tribulation, to suffer the humiliation of dying on the cross in order that we might have the riches of salvation through the power of his blood. It's been so good to have you in our audience today. I hope that you'll be back with us tomorrow when the Lord willing we'll continue our study of the all-sufficiency of the Bible.